Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill's here at the Sport News. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. We're going to start with news of the GAA's PWC Football All-Stars for 24, the team named this morning. And for the first time in 21 years, there is no player from either Dublin or Kerry. There are six from Armagh, five from Galway, two from Donegal and one each from Louth and Tyrone. The team is in goal Niall Morgan of Tyrone, the only player to have previously won an All-Star. In the six defenders, there are two from Galway, Johnny McGrath and Dylan McHugh, two from Armagh, Barry McCambridge and Aidan Forker, along with Pather Mogan of Donegal and Craig Lennon from St Mochta's in Louth, only the second Louth player ever to win one. At midfield, it's Galway's Paul Conroy and Ben Creeley of Armagh. And then in attack, three Armagh players, Rian O'Neill, Oisín Connolly and Conor Turbitt, two from Galway, Johnny Marr and Rob Finnerty, along with Donegal's Oisín Gallan. In soccer, there was great drama in last night's English League Cup games. Ruud van Nistelrooy led Manchester United to a 5-2 home victory over Leicester. There were two goals apiece there for Fernandes and Casemiro. Manchester City were beaten 2-1 at Tottenham, where Timo Werner scored his first Spurs goal in 18 games. Cody Gakpo got two goals for Liverpool as they won 3-2 at Brighton. And Gabriel Jesus was on target as Arsenal were 3-0 winners at Preston. Newcastle beat Chelsea 2-0 and Crystal Palace had an excellent 2-1 win at Aston Villa. Well, the quarterfinal draw which followed last night's games threw up one standout tie, Tottenham at home to Manchester United. Arsenal play Crystal Palace. It's Newcastle versus Brentford and Southampton versus Liverpool. Well, let's hear from the Liverpool boss Arne Slot after their win at Brighton.
If you have to come up here, you know it's going to be a difficult game because of the style of play, because of the recruitment they had here over the last few years. And then to get away here with a result, with a win, is of course very pleasing for the long term. I really liked what I see from players that haven't played that much this season yet, that they were able to play the similar style that we usually do, and they brought quality into the game. So that makes it even harder for me to make lineups in the upcoming weeks.
I mean, Cody's been in a good moment for quite a while now, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I think Cody has been, in my opinion though, for I think the second half of the season last year, he's got a lot of goals already. So he's been a good player for Liverpool for a long time now, and he continues doing that, and that's a good thing.
In Scotland, Aberdeen beat Rangers 2-1 despite Jamie McGrath having a penalty saved. And with Celtic winning 2-0 at home to Dundee, it means Rangers are now 9 points behind Celtic and Aberdeen after just 10 games. At home, Waterford's Padraig Amond, Derry City's Michael Duffy and Dylan Watts of Shamrock Rovers have been nominated for the PFAI Men's Player of the Year Award for 2024. And fresh from her international goal-scoring heroics in recent times, Galway United's Julianne Russell is up for the Women's Award alongside Athlone Town's Maddie Gibson and Shelburne's Alex Kavanagh. In racing, there's a hard-fought three-way battle for the Irish Flat Jockeys Apprentice Championship between James Ryan, Wayne Hassett and Adam Caffrey. There are just two flat meetings remaining, Dundalk tomorrow night and then the season-ending meeting at the Curragh on Sunday. James Ryan and Adam Caffrey rode doubles at Dundalk yesterday. It leaves Ryan on 33 winners, two ahead of his principal rivals. And Ryan told Dave Keane, he's good friends with both Hassett and Caffrey as we head into these final two fixtures.
Yeah, listen, I live right beside Adam. We've been great friends since we were younger. We used to hunt together as well. So, no, I've been very close with Adam. And, no, they're a great bunch of lads. So it's going to be a tight finish.
And what do you like to deal with if things go good and things go bad?
The more experience you get, the more you're able to deal with it. In fairness, I've been very good this year. I've been plenty of busy. And it's just, you sort of just have to keep moving on to the next ride. Things might go your way, great. If they don't, you just have to keep moving on and think about the next ride.
I think that's the great thing about racing. Probably in the next half an hour there's another race that you can look forward to, or else you're racing the next day, so you can't dwell on these things.
No, exactly. You can't let it go on to your next ride. You have to get over it and keep moving forward. So no, learning from every mistake is the main thing.
It'll be an exciting finish. That's it for now. Marty Marcy joins us later to reflect on the football All-Stars.